Well, through the bushfires, the floods, the Disability Royal Commission, and now the COVID-19 pandemic, they've been there beside our leaders at every press conference. Auslan interpreters have certainly been in very high demand this year as they convey critical and life-saving information to the deaf and hard of hearing in our community. As Eleni Soltis reports, the Auslan interpreters have even attracted a fan base after some recent television appearances.
2020 is a year no one will forget, especially Perth-based Auslan interpreter Fiona Perry, who has now covered dozens of emergency press conferences this year alone.
Between 30 and 40, I think. There's been a few. Yes, it is very intense, but you have to remember also that interpreting is my life. I've just clocked up 45 years. So I've interpreted in so many situations and I could be completely busy every day, maybe attending 4 or 5 different appointments every day, sometimes 7 days a week. So I may have staff meetings that are still done online. We have university lectures that I still interpret. We still have legal issues to take care of. So, and then you obviously will put the presses in whenever they're needed, but the intensity is different because you're in front of a camera. So it's a completely different scenario altogether.
And it was this on-camera moment with the West Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, that drew public attention to Fiona Perry's line of work.
I find it hard to believe someone was going for a run and then stopped to have a kebab. But in any event, they do things differently in New South Wales. There's nothing wrong with going for a run and having a kebab.
If you watch the whole interview, you'll understand exactly how interpreters work. Because when he started to laugh, I then, of course, had to laugh. Now, you can see that he was struggling to get his words out. If you look at my hands are doing the same thing. I start to sign, then I stop, and I'm laughing and I stop. Because he cannot get these words out. My hands then cannot get those words out as well.
I don't think there's anything wrong. We're not making it unlawful to go for a run and eat a kebab. It's whether or not you're in a group. That is the issue.
So you'll see, if you really look closely, how we are in sync with that. And then you'll see when he stops and goes on to the serious question, I then stop and become serious. And that's a skill we have to learn to do. We become the person. What we feel, what we think, our emotions do not play any part.
Fiona Perry's colleague, Diane Pryor, has also become a social media sensation after this separate media appearance by the WA Premier.
Take advantage in a responsible...
Diane Pryor did not miss a beat. As the Premier stood stunned by the drive-by cheers, she was interpreting, but crucially, not verbatim.
Now, the gentleman used the F-bomb as an adverb. Now, we all know that the F-bomb can be a noun, a verb, an adjective. It's very flexible in its meaning. So when I interpreted what the gentleman was saying, I went for the fact that he was very emphatically saying that he loves Mark McGowan. So I portrayed that emphatic love, the adverb, in how I signed I love you.
So you just intensified the language.
That's exactly what the meaning was. No two languages interpret verbatim between them. The way I signed it was a bit of tongue-in-cheek, a bit of fun, and it's like, hey, you know, trying to encapsulate all that in that tiny space of that window that I used.
And this is exactly what they do for medical terms like COVID-19. They convey the meaning, not the specific word.
It's basically the corona is Latin for crowns. So all the viruses have crowns on top of them. So you sort of symbolize the atom itself with the crowns on top.
What about things like flattening the curve?
Sign language is not English on the hands. For example, the way I try to explain it to some people is it's very similar to Yoda speech. So like in English, you would say, I am going to the shops. In Auslan, we would say, shop I go. You've got to take into account the fact that it's also a 3D construct of using the space in front of you. So you would be signing, like flattening the curve would be how many down. I can't really explain it because I've got to use the space in front of me.
Both Diane Pryor and Fiona Perry say they've seen a spike in interest in Auslan since the pandemic began. And Fiona says people have even started contacting the agency she works for to learn the language.
This is what's wonderful. This is the absolute positive that's come out of all of these press conferences is people are genuinely interested. Oh, so it is a language. So what's happened is we've got these online classes, Access Plus WA Deaf have, because everyone's home now, they can't go to the face-to-face classes. And the interest has been amazing. This, to me, is wonderful.
There are more than 10,000 Auslan users in the deaf and hard of hearing community. But according to the Australian Sign Language Interpreters Association, across the country, there are just 177 certified interpreters for complex situations and 382 certified practitioners for non-complex situations. David Brady, who is the chairman of Deafness Forum of Australia, says while the NDIS has significantly improved the availability of interpreters, he's worried about the assistance available during an emergency.
If you're impacted by the coronavirus, and I'm so concerned that the majority of deaf Australians will be alone and they won't have any idea what's happening. The interpreters can't get to them, the captive family can't get to them, and they're trying to work out the way with people in masks and unable to understand what's happening. Deaf and hard of hearing Australians need to see their faces. That's one thing that I think has been exposed greatly in this crisis, is the lack of that underlying level of communication, especially in our healthcare system.
The Disability Royal Commission is now asking people with disabilities to share their experiences during recent emergencies, including the bushfires last summer. One of the commissioners is Alistair McEwen.
We really want to know from people, where are the systems not in place to make sure that we do have an interpreter if, say, a deaf person needs to go to court or to a medical appointment or to school? So therefore, we're really interested in knowing where are the barriers that prevent people from having the access that they need at the time when they need it.
That's Alistair McEwen, the Disability Royal Commission, ending that report from Eleni Salters. It's 8:23 on Breakfast.